Good morning. We continue with our study of Chovos Halavavos Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh, and we, of course, are coming to the end of this particular chapter. And as we get through this particular chapter, which deals with the Cheshbon HaNefesh subdivision, the author of the Chovos Halavavos tells us that we need to think about the fact that we are not just simply body-based. A person has to think to himself day in and day out, I'm not just a pretty face. I have a mila, a value that I bring to the world that is above just what I present physically. Very often human beings have a very bad habit of assuming that it is their physicality that makes them special and unique. A person can think to himself, I'm as strong as an ox, but you're not as strong as an ox. An ox is an ox, and we are people, and our value to the world is not just that we are as strong as oxen. And so therefore, a person needs to understand what are his spiritual milos. What does the person who's strong as an ox bring to the table as a human being, not an ox? And even when it comes to people who turn and discuss the fact that a woman might think to herself, wow, at least I have my beauty. A person needs to understand, says the author of the Chovos Halavavos, beauty is not just skin deep. As far as Torah is concerned, and our hashkaf on the Torah, if you looked at something beautiful, but it was a dead mannequin, there would certainly be no basis for a relationship. People have to be appreciated, and their beauty comes through the best when they understand who the person is behind the beauty, who the unique specialness is behind the beauty, a personality that matches the beauty of the person, and it is utilized in such a way whereby the physical beauty merely enhances the person underneath. And so therefore, it's important for us to make our primary focus in our lives what we are doing with our personality. And of course, as far as we are concerned as Jews, our personality is enhanced with our spiritual endeavors, our spiritual pursuits, what we consider important. And so each and every day, it's important for us to not just look at the mask or the beauty mask or the corona mask that we put over our faces to cover ourselves. Instead, what is important is for us to turn around and remove the mask, to understand the person behind the mask, and to develop an appreciation there within. And so therefore, keeping that cheshbon in our mind, and using the process of cheshbon ha-nefesh to improve our sense of spiritual wellness, will certainly carry us far. And this is the instructions of the Chovos Halavavos for us. We know that as far as Esther Hamalka was concerned, she was noses chen b'enei koroeha. She was able to find favor in the eyes of those who saw her. Not because she was just a physical beauty specimen, but rather because she was Esther Hamalka, and she had the chen that came behind the yofi. It's Isha Yiras Hashem Hitishalal, and that's something that we should keep upon ourselves as we consider and enter into the Chag Purim. May we experience a Chag Purim Sameach and have a terrific day.